Well, with only days to the announcement of approved candidates to run in Iran's 11th presidential election, the Guardian Council says it might approve as many as 40 contenders for the June 14th race. Saman Khajuri brings us more.
Relatively quiet days for Iran's 11th presidential hopefuls as they are waiting for the Guardian Council to release the results of the vetting process this week. A total of 686 individuals registered for the vote, which will be held on June 14th. Among prominent political figures who signed up for the election, mention can be made of Chairman of Expediency Council Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, Secretary of Iran's Expediency Council Mohsen Rezai, former First Vice President and Reformist candidate Mohammad Reza Arif, Principalist lawmaker Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, Principalist Ali Reza Zakani, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Saeed Jalili, top advisor to the leader of the Islamic Revolution Ali Akbar Velayati, Tehran Mayor Mohammad Bagher Ghalibov, and Vice Speaker of Parliament Mohammad Hassan Abu Turabi Fard. Moreover, head of the Secretariat of the Non-Aligned Movement Esfandiar Rahim Ashai registered, while he was accompanied by Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Accordingly, a group of Iranian lawmakers have filed a complaint with the judiciary against President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for what they call violating the election law through his open support for Rahim Ashai running for president.
More than 150 lawmakers signed a complaint against Ahmadinejad for the illegal act of accompanying Esfandiar Rahim Ashai to register for the vote. Iran's election law bans the use of state resources in favor or against any candidate. No such a thing happens in the world. The president should only focus on carrying out his duties and not support a particular candidate.
But President Ahmadinejad has defended his actions, saying he had his day off when he accompanied Rahim Ashai to the Interior Ministry to sign up for the race. The Guardian Council is expected to release on Tuesday the final list of candidates approved to run in Iran's 11th presidential election, but speculations are running high as to whom will be approved by the council. This comes as Iran's Guardian Council spokesman Abbas Ali Ketkhodai says the supervisory body might approve as many as 40 presidential hopefuls for the June 14th election. Rejecting certain media speculations about the number of presidential hopefuls vetted by the Guardian Council, Ketkhodai says the council does not work based on numbers, but based on criteria. Lawmakers believe when the list of the approved candidates is released, hopefuls should respect the law.
Although there is democracy in the country and everyone can voice his views regarding the qualifications of hopefuls, everyone should work to create a proper atmosphere for the Guardian Council to complete its vetting process, and both hopefuls and their supporters should remain loyal to the law.
After the Guardian Council announces the results of the vetting process to the Interior Ministry on Tuesday, the ministry will declare the names within 2 days, after which the candidates can begin their official election campaign. Saman Khajuri, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, presidential hopeful Ghulam Ali Haddad Odel says that Iran should be able to change the enemy's threats into opportunities. Haddad Adel says the West will go ahead with sanctions against Iran as long as the country insists on its rights. He said the next government should be able to create a friendly atmosphere between the legislative branch and the executive body to find ways to minimize the effects of Western sanctions. Regarding talks with the U.S., he said that there's no way for any negotiations unless Washington respects Tehran's rights and recognizes its sovereignty. Haddad Adel also announced that principalists are heading toward unity, and he believes a number of them will pull out of the election before the vetting process is over. Meanwhile, Iran's interior minister says over 66,000 polling stations will be set up nationwide for the upcoming presidential and city council elections. Mostafa Mohammad Najjar says as many as 1,040 executive teams will be in charge of monitoring the polls. Also, Iranians abroad will be able to cast their ballots in 285 polling stations. According to Najjar, once the Guardian Council submits its final list to the Interior Ministry, there'll be a 2-day gap before the candidates are officially announced. During that period, the Interior Ministry will be holding a meeting with the candidates to brief them on the do's and don'ts of their electoral campaigns. Well, we're joined by our Press TV correspondent right here in the studio, Gisu Ahmadi. Always a pleasure, as usual. Give us the latest on the situation taking place now, Gisu.
Well, the latest, as you mentioned, is that list which will be released in a couple of days, and we're waiting to find out whose name is going to be on that list. Everything is actually on hold, Marzia, right now as far as Iran's political scene is concerned. However, there's a lot of talks, of course, different candidates, the rivals, the would-be rivals, talking about each other, criticizing each other's plans, and that's basically what's making the newspaper headlines these days in Iran. For example, here on this principalist paper, Vatan Imruz, we see that the main article is about Murdoch's picks, and that's the title of this article. And actually, it is mentioning that there is some kind of a program supporting Hashemi Rafsanjani, who is now considered on the reformist side, from the West, in order to introduce him as the best pick for Iranians. You know that Iranians, to a great extent, follow foreign news, and that's why Vatan Imruz is actually using this article to show that Rafsanjani would be someone the West would want to have as to see as Iran's next president, which is actually not good in Iran. You know, that would be it would have a detrimental effect for that candidate in order for them, you know, to be supported by the West. Okay. The next principalist paper that we have is Iran, which usually supports President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. We have a couple of articles, all of them focusing on President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, his plans, and especially those cash handouts and the subsidy reform plan, which is making lots of headlines. And there are lots of talks as far as Iran's economy is concerned. All the would-be candidates and the presidential hopefuls are discussing this subsidy reform plan and the cash handouts, which was initiated by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and his administration. So we have a couple of articles about that and how it how the economy has benefited from that. The next newspaper I would like you to have a look at is Etemad, which is a reformist newspaper. Personally, I prefer this article. There has been a debate about Article 115 of the Constitution, which mentions the qualifications of the next president. And it says, as I've told you before, that the president should be, quote unquote, Rajule Siyasi, which means a political figure. Now, the word Rajul, which is originally an Arabic word, means man. So there has been a debate whether this Rajul Siyasi necessarily indicates that the president has to be a man or not, which, if we consider Rajul Siyasi as political figure, then it means that according to the Constitution, women also should be allowed to sign up as presidential candidates, and the path is actually there for Iranian women if they are interested to become presidents. There's also another article about Hashemi Rafsanjani. We know that these are reformists and they are supporting. That's why they're introducing him as someone that could unite all the different political groups in Iran. Now, the next paper is Hamshahri, which is published by the municipality. So it's obviously supporting Tehran's mayor, Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf. So we see lots of articles here showing how he has been working over the past years and what his achievements were in Tehran. So in a way, as you see, all the different newspapers are now either focusing on showing the weak points of their rivals and the strong points of the ones that they are supporting. There's Aftab, another reformist paper, which is focusing on what people would want. Now, this is interesting. Would people want a president who would obey the law or someone who would be running away from it? Now, this is something the whole article is about. It's in a way trying to portray President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and since he was accompanying Mr. Mashoi in that registration
period. Which is making a lot of news, too.
That is making a lot of news. I can assure you for that, of course, and also the Guardian Council mentioned that. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Now, this final one is the main principalist paper, Kayhan. Here, we don't have much about the election because Kayhan usually prefers not to talk too much about, you know, the commotions and things that are going around. Instead, we have a very small article here, which I found quite interesting, and it says Iran's election are free and fair only if Mashoi and Rafsanjani take part. It means that the Guardian Council actually approves and qualifies them as presidential hopefuls.
Well, isn't that interesting, an interesting take coming from Kayhan, being a conservative?
Well, actually, they are quoting the deputy of the United States Secretary of State.
Uh-huh, okay.
And yeah, that's what they said. Mm-hmm. And this is actually also asking why they are supporting these two candidates. So the main article is basically about why is the West trying to dictate what's mm-hmm. happening, what's going to happen in right. Iran. Another thing actually I would like to talk about is the list that you also mentioned in one of the news pieces about the city and village council elections. Now, this is also big news, right. but since the presidential election is so important, it has so far been sidelined. Mm-hmm. You know, as on June 14th, we are going to have the presidential election. At the same time, there's also going to be the city and village council elections. Now, this is going to be the biggest election in the history of Iran in terms of the number of candidates mm-hmm. and the number of seats that will be taken. So this is also big news. We will have a final list of those candidates on May 15th, Marzia.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Gisu, for that update. And we're still waiting any day now, right, for the final list from the Guardian Council. Thanks so much. That's Press TV's correspondent, Gisu Ahmadi, right here in the studio. And for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can also log onto our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process. Make sure you check it out at www.presstv.ir for all the latest election information.